All right. It's in the middle of the night and I felt like recording. So let's talk about Zim, baby. A lot of people have a lot of questions about the Zim. And all the different bish bash about it kind of made me like, I gotta find out some more stuff. So here's what I found out. The Zim 2008 and 2009 printed trillion series are not fiat money. They are promissory notes, quote unquote. Each and every note says promise to pay bearer on demand in those quotations. Therefore, it is illegal in every country per UCC law not to honor these bonds. There's some reasons for it as well. All the trillion series must be removed from circulation only after a legally mandated, set in stone, and publicly advertised redemption of the Zimbabwe trillion series note redemption period paid only by the legal tender of the country that you're redeeming in. All of this, which has yet to take place by law. What I'm saying basically is Zimbabwe never did a publicly advertised redemption of Zimbabwe. And because they have never publicly done it in the history of this trillion series, this is still legal tender. So it is because it is legal tender and because this still hasn't taken place, it is 100% illegal to lop off or remove any zeros off of any financial instrument with this type of promissory note language. What language is that? It says it's a promise to pay bearer on demand. And if you look at every single note in the trillion series, every single one of these bills have this verbiage, period. So the IMF, International Monetary Fund, created the trillion series for Zimbabwe in the first place in 2008. Printing stopped in 2009. The IMF had ascertained in writing that Zimbabwe has the highest wealth of all of the 209 nations in the new worldwide financial system, which is solely based on in-ground assets up to 22 miles deep. Yeah, we're not talking just skim the surface, folks. Zim, as calculated by the IMF prior to the signing of the GCR by all 209 nations in December of 2016. The redeeming staff at your RV appointment should negotiate with you on your rate. They may have a rate that they don't negotiate, but they have to pay you by UCC law because it's a promissory note. So after Zimbabwe has conducted a worldwide public notification and then held a worldwide redemption period for the public, only then can the trillion series be declared void by law. Folks, I think this is the reason why they're saying get your Zim in quick. Don't mess around. When you hear it go, get your Zim in quick. Because I don't know if they're going to put this public notification out or not. Right now, it hasn't happened yet. So once it happens, you have a month, okay? So the redeeming staff at your RV appointment will negotiate with you with your rate. And they have to by UCC law because right on the document, it says it's a promissory note. I've already said this, just kind of, I know, reinstating it again because that's kind of important. So after Zimbabwe has conducted this worldwide publication notification, which I think might be the RV, and then they've held a worldwide redemption period for the public, only then can the trillion series be declared void by law. Period. End of discussion. Anything else is illegal by the international UCC codes, and the note holder can bring a suit against the country. So IMF ascertained that Zimbabwe's well in the new quantum financial system, QFS, to be 125,000 times greater than the United States. So as such, there is no way that Zimbabwe is going to be allowed to get away scot-free without at least honoring some of these trillion series in a public redemption period of at least 30 days by the international UCC law. Don't argue with your redeemer. Be very nice, but inform them by handing this to them on a sheet of paper when stating the amount of finances you're requesting. What do you want to put on the sheet of paper? As per UCC law, Zimbabwe must go through a 30-day redemption period, and before that, this is still legal tender, and as such, I'd like to what's the word? I redeem my Zim as the bond that it is. You got to put it in better word than I'm just talking off the top of my head. You got to say it a lot nicer than that, in more compact way, but you get the basic idea. So, didn't know if you heard this about the Zim before. I've done a lot of research on it, and I've dug and dug and dug. Please, by all means, look up everything I say, because I've been wrong 100 times, and I'll probably be wrong 100 more. And I got no ego in this. I'd rather show me that I'm wrong than me continue to be wrong and think I'm right. So enjoy. Thank you very much.